There are many people who want to know what their purpose is in life. Why do they exist? Well, I've developed a course called Positioning the Flow and Your God-Given Purpose. And you'll learn what does my purpose mean, what are spiritual gifts. You'll be able to explore and determine your God-given passions and personality, and how to use the greatness that God has deposited in you for God's glory. And you get a free bonus, which is a test that you can actually take and score to find out specifically your gifts are. And you can get the home study course by going to my website, wingsoflovewomensministry.org, and search for Positioning You, the Flow in Your God-Given Purpose Home Study e-course. And it's only $45. Again, you can go to my website, wingsoflovewomensministry.org, tab at the top, and search for Positioning You, the Flow in Your God-Given Purpose Home Study e-course. I know without a doubt it's going to help you.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
Hi, welcome to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth, a division of Wings of Love Women's Ministry.
Spiritual Nuggets of Truth with your host, Minister Carmen A. Booker, on the When Christians Speak Talk Radio Network.
Today, the message is entitled Spiritual Lameness. Lame means to be disabled in a limb which impairs free movement, weak, unsatisfactory. Many people are satisfied with the lameness in their lives. They are comfortable in the condition that they're in. They are okay with their job, friendships, and church. They are satisfied with just getting by in life. A beggar keeps begging because he is satisfied with just getting a dollar. In Acts 3, there was a crippled man who was carried and laid each day at the gate of the temple called Beautiful, so he could beg for money from those who entered the temple. He asked Peter and John for a gift. But Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, that I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. Peter gave him the use of the name of Jesus, which empowers and strengthens you to rise from your current condition and position and reach new levels. The name of Jesus also gives you authority to overcome, be victorious over trials and temptations in your life, and help others. So Peter gave the beggar the key to help him arise and move forward in his life, because there's all power in the name of Jesus. Sometimes you ask for things that you think are good and will make you better, but God knows what is best. After all, it is He that created you and predestined you to fulfill His purpose for your life on earth. Sometimes you ask God for more money from your job, but He knows allowing you to make more money will not help you if you don't know how to manage the money you receive currently. For example, you buy a larger TV rather than tithe, give a tenth of your earnings to the church. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me, but you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, I will not open the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. That's Malachi 3:8-11. When you don't tithe, you rob God. That is, you rob God's ability to bless you because you did not meet the requirement necessary to receive the blessing. God desires for his children to live an abundant life. John 10:10 says, the thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. The Greek word for abundant is peresos, which means superior, exceedingly abundantly, above, more abundantly, advantage, exceedingly, very highly, beyond measure. However, the key to having an abundant life is to love God by keeping his commandments, obeying the word of God. Ecclesiastes 12:13 says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. This is the whole duty of man. So I challenge you to not live a life of spiritual lameness, the life of love, joy, and peace, by reading, studying, and meditating and applying the word of God in your life. Obeying the word of God, and you will indeed experience an abundant life, the life that God wants you to have. So I challenge you today, step out of spiritual lameness into spiritual abundance. Thank you.